consider it as chus to come join, share some divrei Torah with an olam that's spending their day off back in yeshiva, hearing divrei Torah, hisayrus, machshava, and divrei hadracha from the rabbeim. The sugya dekal is enois and mitzvahs chavilos chavilos, which literally means not to perform mitzvahs lumped together as bundles. Each mitzvah should be done individually. So there are three sugyas in Shas that discuss different applications of enois and mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. We'll get to at least two, if we have time, three. One of the sugyas is in Soita Daf Ches, where the Gemara brings a brisa. Ein mashkin shtei soitas ka'achas. If two soitas are brought to the Beis HaMikdash, so the Kehanim can't take two soitas, stand them both up by Shar Niknar together, and tend to both of them together. And similarly, ve'ein mitarin shnei mitzayroin ka'achas, they can't be mitar two mitzayroin, both by Shar Niknar together. Ve'ein roitzin shnei avadim, one bezdin can't do ritzia to two avadim together. Vein orphan shtei agalas kachas. If there's two mesim, a need for two egla arufas, you can't perform both egla arufas together as one. Each one has to be done separately. Taisus brings a taisefta that applies the same concept to a paraduma, that if you have two paradumas to burn, you can't do them together. You bring one, and when that's nasa efer, then you bring the other para, and you do that individually. The reason for the din of Einois and Mitzvahs Chavilas, the more accepted Mahalach and the Rishainim, Rashi and Taisus Afanart in Saita, and the Rashbam in Psachim Kofbeis, which is one of the other sugyas, is because, as Rashi says, Shanira Kimisha Hayo Lov L'Masui, if you do them together, bulk, it looks like it's a burden on you, Umemahar Lifrik Masui, and you just want to get it done with, get it over with, and you're knocking them off together instead of being Mechaviv and being Mechabit each one with its own turn. Taisus says, so it's a Darabanan Dikadin, not to perform mitzvahs in a way that's going to give off the impression that we're interested in just getting it done with and we don't appreciate it. So don't do them together, do them separately. Taisus in my Katan has a different shot, which hopefully we'll get to. The Gemara over here in Saita asks the Kasha. Over here, this Brisa says you can't do two Saitas Ka'achas, but there's an earlier Brisa that was quoted by the Gemara that's Mavur, that according to the Chachamim at least of Rabbi Yehuda, the Chachamim of Rabbi Yehuda hold that at least sometimes you could. The only concern is maybe one of them is going to feel emboldened not to be Maida because she's going to see the other one not being Maida. So as long as there's no chash of liba gas b'chaverta. So if, for example, if both women are coming in trembling and they're clearly not emboldened, so you don't have that issue, so you could do them both together. So fracta gemara stira. Is there a problem of enois mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, which would say that you can never do two sitas together? Or is there not such a problem, and that's why as long as they're recesses, they're not being emboldened by each other? You could perform two saitas together. So the Gemara answers at the end of the sugya, loy kasha, kan b'koyin echad, kan b'shnei kohan. Depends how you're doing it. With one koyin tending to both saitas together, or with two separate kohanim for two separate saitas. So here we have a machlokes rishonim how to learn. Rashi, and clearly Taisus as well, they learn that when it's one koyin, that's where there is a problem of enois and mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. But if there's two kohanim, one has nothing to do with the other. He's taking care of this saita. He's taking care of the other saita. One has nothing to do with the other. But if it's one kain tending to both saitas, that's where we say, enois mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. Based on this, Taisus speaks out that it comes out, if it's one kain tending to both saitas, and that's where the problem is, l'chayra, the actual hashka, he's not doing b'vasachas. He's not speaking the klala and doing the mechia, the mechikas Hashem, and the hashka to both saitas simultaneously. So what does it mean? He's by definition, if he's only one person, he can't multitask that way. So avadi is doing the etzem, the guf hashka, b'zeh harzeh. So what makes it considered b'chavila? What makes it considered b'vasachas? That the hava, the hamada, is being done together. He's bringing both saitas at once and setting them up, standing them up by sharniknar together, and then he's going to tend to the actual hashka, b'zeh harzeh. And afal pikein, even though the hashka is b'zeh harzeh, or the ritzia, Bezin is not going to actually pierce both ears of both avadim at the same time simultaneously, but to bring both avadim to the same delas, to the same bezin together, and then do the ritzi, even b'zeh hazeh, that's considered a chavila. And the same thing for shnei mitzayroin, and for shnei aglarufas, and two paradumas. The Tosefta says you can't bring two paras together and then burn one after another. You bring one, burn it until it's Eifer, and then and only then bring the next one. The Magen Avraham in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah and Siman Kuf Mem Zayin in Aruch Chaim, he's medayik from the Rambam that the Rambam learned Fakert and Rashi and Tosis. The Rambam learned that Bishnei Kahanim is when you have a problem. If simultaneously two Kahanim are standing by Shar Nikna, or he's standing to this site, or he's standing to this site, or in Bezdin, the same Bezdin, it has two Dayanim, one next to another, simultaneously doing the two Ritzias, that's, yes, a problem of Enos and Mrs. Chavilis Chavilis, because after all, simultaneously Mamish, you're doing the two things together. But if you have one Kayin, or one Dayan, so at worst, what he's doing is, he's bringing them, and he's standing them up, he's setting them up, he's arranging them together. But the actual Hashka, or the Ritzio, or the Tyre Samitzayro, or the Sreifa Sapar is going to be Bezach Hazeh. So since the actual Gufa Mitzvah is going to be done, by definition, Bezach Hazeh, that's not a problem of Chavilus Chavilus. The only problem of Chavilus Chavilus is Fakert. If it's two different Kehanim, so Virat Shayach, that they're doing it Mamish, side by side, simultaneously, that would be a problem of Einoise Mitzvah Chavilus Chavilus. That's what the Magen Avraham Boizois, Machoikis Rishayin. Based on this, the Magen Avraham says three halachal amaisa nafkaminis between Rashi and the Rambam. Most of the cases in the Gemara are not negeb is man hazeh. They're for when you have a real bezdin, and avadim, and tumah v'tayra, and saitas, and beis hamikdash. But there's three nafkaminis bizman hazeh that the Magen Avraham says based on this machalikas rishayim. Number one, by hilchas kriyas atayra, which is what the Magen Avraham is beikar going on. Whenever you have a day where there's two kriyas, like Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, so you have the Parshas of Shavua Kriya, and you have the Rosh Chodesh Dikar Kriya. So we don't do one Sefer Torah because you don't want Tircha de Tzibur, you don't want to be Godless, so we take two Sefer Torah. So how do we do it? The way it sounds like in Shulchan Aruch is the way we do Lamaisa. They do Haitzah V'Achnasa, they open up the Sefer Torah, they take out the two Sefer Torah together as one, bring them both and set them up by the Bima, and then the actual Kriya is Bezecher Zeh. Says the Magen Avraham, Lefi Rashi and Tosis, that's Aser. Because that's Einos Mitzvahs Chavilus Chavilus. There's two Chiyuvim of Kriyas HaTorah. And you're doing the Hava and the Hamada as one. So even though Avada, by definition, the Kriya is Bezech HaZeh, because you can't lay them both together, Trei Kali Loi Mishtami. But since the Hava, from the Aron to the Bima, and the Hamada, setting them up by the Bima, you're doing as a unit of one, Einos Mitzvahs Chavilus Chavilus. So what's the justification for our minig? Our minig is going to be following the Rambam that says the Hava and the Hamada is only like the Hechsher Mitzvah. That's not a problem to do it together. As long as the Kriyas are not being done together. And Avada, we never do the Kriyas together. But Lefi Rashi, the way you would have to do it is take out one Sefer Torah only, lane, put it back, and only afterwards take out the other Sefer Torah, which the Magen Avraham holds is actually the Shitas Yerushalmi. It's not Pasha had to learn the Yerushalmi, but he holds that Shitas Yerushalmi in line with Rashi. But our minig, he says, would only be Oiskehalten Lefi the Rambam, not Lefi Rashi and Tosis. We'll see soon. The Aruch HaShulchan argues and says, L'kul Yalma, you could do it our way. But this is how the Magen Avraham holds. Another Nafkamina says the Magen Avraham, in Hilchas Mila, if let's say you have in one Sibur and one Shul, there's two Brisin, two Tinaikas that have to be Gemalit after Davening. So you're going to call in Kvater, and they're going to march in the babies. So what's the proper procedure? Says the Magen Avraham, it depends who you hold like. If you hold like Rashi and Tosfos, you cannot do, call out Kvater and then march in the two babies together, even though the Mayel is one Mayel and he's going to be doing the Milas Bezeach HaZeh, so the Guf Mitzvahs Milas will be Bezeach HaZeh, but since the Hava and Hamada is being done together, Fi Rashi and Tosfos, that would be Asar. But what would be Mutter Lefi Rashi? If you want to bring them both in together, two separate Kvaters, two separate Mayelim, but side by side, one on this side of the Beis Medrash, one on that side of the Beis Medrash, you're calling Kvater, one from this door, one from that door. You have two Moilim, one over here, and one, two, three, go, and they both do the actual Mila at the same time, Amish. According to Rashi, that's Mutter. Shnei Kehanin, one has nothing to do with the other. But Lefi the Rambam, Punkt Fakert. To have two Moilim doing it, Mamish, simultaneously, one side by side with the other, that's a problem of Einos Mitzvahs Chavilus Chavilus. But if you want to call Kvater and then the two babies will be brought in together, but one mile will tend to each meal of Bezeach HaZeh, if you're the Rambam, that's fine, because the Havah and the Hamad is just a Hechsher, the actual mitzvah is being done Bezeach HaZeh, that's fine. But to do two together, that would be awesome. I don't know, Lamaisa, what the minig is when you have such a case. I think they would, in Brisson that I've been, a few times they had two together, they made it two totally separate things. It could be just convenience and you know, each, I don't know if it's halachically, I don't know what the minig ha'olam really is, but. Oh, yeah? Okay, so each shul, I guess, will do whatever the Rav says. Third nafkamina, says the Magen Avraham, by a Shavu Brachas. You have Birchas HaMazon, which is alakais, and you have following Birchas HaMazon, you have Shavu Brachas alakais. So we'll see soon that the Machlekes Rishayim, if you could do it on the same kais, because we view them more or less like the same inyan, the same mitzvah, or you need two kaises, two deis in Shulchan Aruch. Umayisa, at least the Ramah says we pass and you need two, you do two separate kaises, and that's at least Ashkenazim. That's how you do it: one kais for Birchas HaMazon, one kais for the Shavu Brachas. So says the Magen Avraham, what's the proper procedure over here? When do you pour the two kaises? So we do our minig is we pour them both right away before benching, and then we do benching and bezachar zeh we do Shavu Brachas. Says the Magen Avraham, if you Rashi, that's aser. If you Rashi and Taisis, it's aser, because pouring the wine and setting up the two kaises in front of you is like the hava and the hamada. So even though the etzem mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon and Shavu Brachas, you're doing Bezeach HaZeh, but since you're doing the setting it up, the Hava, the Hamada, which is the pouring of the wine and placing the kaisis in front of you, you're doing that together, that's Einoiz HaMitzvah Chavilis Chavilis. Kayin Echad is Aser. So according to Rashi, he says, what will you have to do? And he holds that that's what the Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezra is Taka Mashma. Pour only one kais and bench. After benching, pour the second kais for the Birchas, for the Shavu Brachas and do Shavu Brachas. Our minig that we do, the Achrayim say our minig is that we pour them both right away. That's congruous with the Rambam. That as long as you're going to do the Guf HaMitzvah, Bezach HaZeh, the Hamada is irrelevant. So our minig, Sai by Kriyas HaTorah and Sai by Shavu Brachas, stems very well. It's consistent with the Rambam. The Nishmas Adam, the Chayadam and his Bira, Nishmas Adam, is metame on this Magen Avraham. What the Magen Avraham is claiming is Shita Saramam, he says, is a plia. How could you tell me, Frekt Nishmas Adam, that there's an Isser to have two separate people simultaneously doing a mitzvah? He says, we're going to have big problems if this is true. If Shacharis is called for 7:30, and assuming everyone's on time, so you have 7:30 or 7:25, whatever you want to say, everyone's coming in and putting on the tefillin together. You have one tzibur, one room, and 100 people putting on tefillin simultaneously, two different people. So okay, according to Rashi, Shnei Kahanim is no issue. One has nothing to do with the other. But you, the Magen Avraham, are telling me, Lefi, the Rambam, even Shnei Kahanim, as since it's being done simultaneously, it's Chavilus, Chavilus. So Frekt and Nishmas Adam, since it's aser for the same minion to be putting on tefillin at the same time. Or the way other Achrayim ask it, by Karban Pesach, you have the thousands and thousands of Yidden together doing the Shechitas Karban Pesach. Chavilus, Chavilus. So the Tarat L'Chaira is clear what the Magen Avraham holds and why it's different than Tefillin or Karban Pesach. The Chilik is, the Lamdas is like this. There's only a problem of Einoy Simitzes Chavilas Chavilas when there's two Kahanim or two Dayanim or two Yidden doing it, if the mitzvah is Be'etzim Ramya on the whole Tzibur that's present. Like, let's say Saita. Who's the Chiyuv to tend to Saita Ramya on? Who's Achrayis is it? The Tzibur of Kahanim that are in the Beis HaMikdash. So when two saitas are brought to the Beis HaMikdash, it's the achrayas, it's the chayva of the tzibur shel kahanim, to not necessarily that everybody has to be involved, but the achrayas is the chiyuv upon all the kahanim to see to it that someone, one of their kahanim, goes up and takes care of it. So when the chiyuv is ramya on everybody together, so then if we're going to deal with it in a way that we're doing it simultaneously, it's michzi kamasi. It looks like the tzibur, who's shayach to this mitzvah, wants to get it done quickly and get it over with, so they're having two kahanim do it simultaneously. Or ritzias eved ivri. Whose chiyuv is it? The Bezdin. So if Bezdin, even if this can be done by two dayanim, but Bezdin as a whole is chiyuv, and if they're going to set up two dayanim to do simultaneously, it's chavilas chavilas, it's michsi kemasoi, kimemahar lifrik masoi, and so on and so forth with all the examples. Mashein kein tefillin. Reuven's mitzvah tefillin has nothing to do with Shimon. Shimon's mitzvah tefillin has no kasher with Reuven. They happen to be in the same room, not for the purpose of tefillin, but for the purpose of tefillah betzibur, which is meant to be betzibur. Now, when you daven, you put on tefillin. But my chiyuv tefillin has nothing to do with you. Your chiyuv tefillin has nothing to do with me. So my hanachas tefillin is my story. Your hanachas tefillin is your story. And there's nothing chavilus about it. That's the chared pasha, what the teretz is for the Magen Avraham. But the kasha would be azay, that one of the Magen Avraham's examples, the chared doesn't stim. Bishlama, kriyas atayra is the tzibur. Shavu Brachas is the nesafim, the kruim for the simchas chasim v'kala, the mezumin. But mila. Mila l'chayra, each av, it's two different tinaikas. We're not talking about twins over there. We're talking about two different fathers, two different babies. Each Av has his own miyuchadik and mitzvah, lomel as benoi. Reuven has his chiyuv to be mal his kid. Shimon has his chiyuv to be mal his kid. And they're doing it simultaneously. Still the Magen Avraham holds with fi the Rambam, it's aser. Chavilus, chavilus. So maishno mila from tefillin. That's where the kashu would be nitfas. Dafka from the example of mila, that example, if that's true, that means you're saying even by mitzvahs that are on each yachid individually, there's a problem. So ay bazai, tefillin should be no better. So what's the teretz? L'chayor, the teretz is as follows. There's one, the Maram Shik, more or less, in Tshuva Samach Dal, the Maram Shik asked this kasha, more or less. He asked it a drop differently, but said it over my way, he says it his way. It's more or less the same kasha. Maram Shik bavarns a possible teretz, and he shlugs it up. He says, maybe, we know that the halach is by mila. Let's say the father is not being mekayim his chiyuv, and he's not being mal his son. Then the chiyuv falls to Gans Klai Yisrael, or to Bezdin. So since mila is something that when the father doesn't do, it goes to the whole tzibur, so it's like a tzibur dika mitzvah. Says the Maram Shik, but that lamdas doesn't work. Because it's not be'etzim the chiyuv of Klai Yisrael. Be'etzim is the chiyuv of the father. Where the father is neglecting to be mekayim his chiyuv, then and only then it falls to the whole Klai Yisrael. But if the fathers are both here, present, and taking care of their chiyuv, it never becomes the chiyuv of Klai Yisrael. At this point, it's the chiyuv of this father and that father. And afal pi kein, the Magen Avraham holds Aliba do Rambam, Eino Yisrael Mitzvahs Chavilus Chavilus. So perhaps we could suggest the teretz, Maishna Mila, why Mila is viewed as a tzibur dika mitzvah, and therefore it's different than tefillin. The Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, Simin Reish Samachay, Sivav, and Hilchas Mila says, Heichad de'efsher, Heichad de'efsher avdino lemila ba'asar, Heichad de'loy efsher avdino mepachas me'asar. L'chatkilo, you're supposed to do a mila in the presence of a minion of people. It's not ma'akiv, and if you don't have a minion, you could do it with less than a minion. But there's an inyan, whatever the inyan is, a mila is supposed to be done with the participation, with the assembly of a tzibur. Tefillin, there's no din in tefillin. L'chatkilo, you should put on tefillin b'tzibur. You should daven b'tzibur, and davening is when we put on tefillin. But inherently in tefillin, there's no din. L'chatkilo, you should be meniach tefillin with a minion of asar. Mila, for whatever reason, there is such a din. So avada v'chiyuv is not a chiyuv that's ramya on the tzibur. But when it's done with, it's supposed to be done with the participation, with the assembly of a tzibur. And when taket's being done b'fnei a tzibur, so the whole tzibur is participating as a tzibur in this mila. Their very assembly here, their very presence here, is their form of participation in this mila. So in a way, it's not their chiyuv, but they are participating as a tzibur in this mila. So if the tzibur is going to be dealing with the milas in a way that is mixy, that this tzibur wants to get it over with, they're going to do it simultaneously, this mile and that mile, to be doing it at one shot and get it done with, it looks like the tzibur, in their shaykhis to the mila, their participation in the mila, they want to do, it's a masay on them and they want to get it over with. But tefillin, there's no din in tefillin that when you put on betzibur, then it's a tzibur participated mitzvah. Even if it's done betzibur, my tefillin is your tefillin, your tefillin is your my tefillin is my tefillin, your tefillin is your tefillin. One has nothing to do with the other, and therefore it poses no problem of eino yisrael mitzvahs chavilus chavilus. Now I want to also get to some issues with the Magen Avraham's psak about haitzah sefer Torah, but to get to there, I want to first go on to the other sugya in Psachim Kuf Beis about eino yisrael mitzvahs chavilus chavilus. In Psachim Kuf Beis, we have a whole different... And before we do that, actually, one ha'ara about the Haitzah Sefer Torah we could already do now. The Maram Shik over there in Tshuva Samach Dalet has Psagishmaka ha'ara on the Magen Avraham. It says, the Magen Avraham says that Ufi Rashi, you can't do our minik to do the Haitzah, take out the two Sefer Torah together and bring them to the Bima, because you're doing the Hava and the Hamada together. So even though the Kri is Mibizach Azeh, but it's you're doing the Hava and the Hamada together, that's Ein Es Mitzvah Chavis Chavis. In fact, the Maram Shik, Gishmaka Shaila, he says, it doesn't make sense. Because who's it being done by? Who's carrying the Sefer Torah? It's not one person in two arms carrying both Sefer Torah. It's Trey Gavri. So the way Rashi learned the Gemara was what? Bekayin Echad, where one kain's bringing the two Saitas, then he's doing it together, even though he's doing it, even though the Hashkaz mi Bezach Hazeh, but since he's doing the Hava together, that's a problem. But if it's Trey Gavri, Trey Kahanim, Shnei Kahanim, one kain doing this Saita, one kain doing that Saita, so then even if everything's being done together, the Hava, the Hashka, he's doing one kain is doing this isha, one kain is doing this isha, it's fine. So Frekta Maram Shik, how could Haitzah v'Achnasa be any worse? Good you're doing it together, but it's two separate Gavri. You mechaber two separate people in the shul. The gabe is mechaber, and the chazan takes one. He's mechaber another person to take the other sefer Torah. So even if you're doing the havah together, but you're doing it with trei gavri, and if it's betray gavri, you can do everything together. So what's the teretz to this kash of the Maram Shik? I believe that the teretz is that there's a big chilek between kriyas haTorah and saita or ritzia. By saita, it's true that it's the chiyuv of the kahanim at large, the tzibur of kahanim, to see to it that someone is appointed to go take care of the saita. But once they appoint this kohen, Aaron HaKohen, he's going to be taking care of this saita. So now this saita's whole mitzvah is being performed as a yachid by this kohen. It's not that the tzibur of kahanim are all being mekayim the mitzvah. It was their achrayas to appoint someone to be mekayim the mitzvah. Once he's appointed, he's doing the mitzvah saita and no one else is. And if they appoint another person to do the other saita, or a different dayan to do the other eved, then he's doing the mitzvah of that eved. So then trei gavri is trei kahani, trei dayanim, becomes two separate stories. But by kriyas haTorah, even after we appoint one person to hold one sefer Torah and the other person to hold another sefer Torah, it's not his personal mitzvah. It's not that he's being mekayim the mitzvah of that sefer Torah and he's being mekayim the mitzvah of that sefer Torah. The tzibur needs a kriyas haTorah, and everything involved in the kriyas haTorah, side the kriya, inside the bringing of the Sefer Torah, is the Tzibur's mitzvah. The Tzibur is being might see the Sefer Torah from the Aron to the Bima, using the vehicle of two Gavri, two people. But those Gavri are just the Tzibur's vehicle to bring the Sefer Torah on behalf of the Tzibur. So even though it's Trey Gavri, it has the lumdus of Chad Gavri because it's one Tzibur doing it. They're using two different vehicles to do it because of a technical difficulty. But it's the Tzibur doing it through those Kahanim, through those Mechubadim who are Mechubad in Haitzah V'Achnasa. But by the Kahanim, once we appoint, it's the kahanim's achrayas, their chiyuv, to appoint someone to tend to that mitzvah. Once someone's appointed, he's doing the mitzvah on his own, and it's not the whole tzibur doing it. Okay, now let's move on to the Psachim Kuf Beis, is a whole other application of Enoi Semitzvahs Chavivus Chavivus. The Gemara in Psachim says, Ein oimim shtei kedushas al kais echad, my taima, or of Nachman, I think it is, which means, as the case of the Gemara is, a person, people, are eating a Suda, Erev Shabbos before Shkia, and then it becomes Shabbos. So now they have two mitzvahs, Birchas Hamazon for the meal, and Kiddush for Shabbos. So all the Tanoim agree, you have to take two separate kaises, on one kais to make Kiddush, on one kais to make Birchas Hamazon. The whole Machlokes of Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi is about the details, which one you do first, and exactly when you do it. But everybody agrees, you can't take one kais and use it both for Kiddush and for Birchas Hamazon. You have to take one kais for Kiddush, one kais for Birchas Hamazon. That's called Ein Oimim Shtei Kedushas Al Kais Echad. And the Gemara says, Mai Taima? Lefi She'ein Oisim Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. You can't take the mitzvah of Kiddush and the mitzvah of Birchas Hamazon and treat them as a chavila, bundle them up by performing both of them on the same kais. Ein Oisim Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. Over there, the mitzvahs are not being done simultaneously. But the reason why it's considered a chavila is because both of them need a kais, and you're using one kais to pater both of them instead of giving each one its own kais. That's also a form of a chavila, and it's aser. So the Gemara at the end of the sugya asks, what about Yaknahaz? You have Matzah Shabbos going into Yontif, so you need to do Havdalah of Shabbos together with Kiddush of Yontif. That's what we call Yaknahaz, and we do it with one kais. You take one kais, one kais of Yain, and you make the Seder of Yaknahaz with both the Kiddush and the Havdalah going on the same kais. Why don't you say, so the Gemara says, Alamdis. The Gemara says, Ella, Havdalah v'kiddush chada milsi. Havdalah and Kiddush is one inyan. Birchas Hamazon v'kiddush trei milin inu. Birchas Hamazon and Kiddush, the beginning of the sugya, Birchas Hamazon and Kiddush, one has nothing to do with the other. It's two separate mitzvahs. So to perform them both using one kais, that would be making chavilas chavilas, that's aser. But to perform Kiddush and Havdalah in the same kais, even though it's true, you're using one kais to perform two mitzvahs, that's not a problem of chavilas chavilas, because in their essence, it's considered one inyan. What does that mean? There's many different pshatim, what makes Kiddush, we shayin a different pshatim, what makes Kiddush and Havdalah chadim also, but the pashtas, Rashi and the Rashbam over there in the beginning, and the Sefer HaMichtam and the Meiri, many others, they say that the Yisoid HaMitzvah is one. There's a mitzvah to be mazgir, the yomim of Kiddush, the Mekroi Kiddush, Bechnisasam, Bitsiyasam, Shabbos, and Yontif. They're all different days of Mekroi Kodesh, and there's a mitzvah to be mazger them al ayayin, zachrei al ayayin, bechnisase, bitziyase. It's all the same umbrella mitzvah, all underneath the same category. Different mitzvahs within the same category, but the same category in its essence, so it's appropriate to put them both on the same kais, even l'chatchila. Rashi and the Rashbam added another knetch to make them more connected. That in the Havdalah, you're mazgir both Shabbos and Yontif. But other Rishonim don't even add in that knetch. It's a question why they needed it. They just say Stam, the Yisoid of the Mitzvah. It's the same Yisoid. Kiddush and Havdalah are intrinsically related to each other. They're part of one big category. So it's not a problem of Enes Mitzvah Chavimitzvah. Now this, the Rishonim over there in Psachim, apply this sugya to many other cases. Halach l'mais, l'mashal, Taisus and the other Rishonim talk about. When you have Shavu Brachas. So you have Birchas HaMazon and you have Shavu Brachas. So do you use the same kais or not? So l'chayri, you have to use two kaises. Einoy m'shtei kedushas al kais echa, l'fish einoy s'mitzvah chavilas chavilas. You should l'chayri need two kaises. Taisus brings b'shem Rabbeinu Mishulam, he says, no. You could say the lamdas of kula chada milsa. Why? Because they go hand in hand. What's mechayid the Shavu Brachas? Only the Birchas HaMazon. Without a Birchas HaMazon, you can't have Shavu Brachas. One is goyrim the other. So since one is goyim the other, that's another way to be considered chada, and you could therefore use one kais. So it's a machlokes in the 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, if the Berachas HaMazon and Shavu Brachas need one kais or two kaises. The Mechaber says the minig is to do one, the Ramah says the minig is to do two, but that's the shaila. Einoy m'shtei kedushas, einoy s'mitzvah chavilas chavilas, or is it considered chada because one's goyim the other? Now, before we had the Magen Avraham holds, according to, assuming you do two, so we had a different, the next shiloh, when do you pour the wine? That was the previous shiloh. But here we're going in the most elementary shiloh. Do you need two kaises altogether or one kais? Also machlokes Rishonim. Another application, by the chuppah, if you're doing kiddushin and yisuin together, so you have the bracha that the Masada kiddushin makes, the birchas erusin, asher kachanu, v'soysev, v'tzivanu, al arayas, and then you have the birchas chasanim, the shavu brachas. So do you do one kais or two kaises? Bechayr, you should do two kaises. But so some Rishonim say you need two kaises. So other Rishonim say no. Erusin and Yisuin is a vada chada milsa. It's all different steps, different shlavim in the same inyan of marriage. So it's chada milsa. You could use one kais, and then there's all a bunch of different svaras in Rishonim. Why do you use one? Why do you use two? But that's the shaila. Do you say einoy semitzvos chavilas chavilas use two, or is it for some reason considered chada milsa and you could use one? That's the Gemara of chada milsa. And that's the applications that the Rishonim are Moisif. Birchas HaMazon with Shavu Brachas and Birchas Erusin with Birchas Nisuin. In the Achrayim, they take this sugya and this yisoid of Chada Milsa, and they run with this, and they take it to very far extents. And I want to just be ma'ir over here that where the Rishonim apply it to, I hear very stark, but where a lot of Achrayim apply it to, it's hard for me to understand. So, l'mashal, three examples where the Achrayim shtel to the sugya. There's a sefer Ara D'Rabbanan from the father of the Marit Al-Ghazi. In his Sefer on the by the Simon on Chavilas Chavilas, he talks about the following kasha, and the Marmshik in the Tshuva Samach Dalet says the same thing. Matzah and Mara. So Hillel holds that there's supposed to be Bekricha, Kairich. But if you go like the Rabbanan, each one's an individual mitzvah, Matzah Luchud and Mara Luchud. But it's Mashman the Sugya that even if it's Be'etzim two different mitzvahs, and there's no din to eat it together, but Be'etzim, if you want to make a sandwich out of it and eat it together, it would be mutter, if not for Zaitiger problems that the tam of this one is mavatal, the tam of that one. But Be'yisoida, if you want to perform them in one kricha, even if you don't hold like kill, and Be'etzim, this is a separate mitzvah, that's a separate mitzvah. But if you'd like, you can make it together. Frekta, Arad Rabban, and the Marmshik. Eino is a mitzvah, chavilas, chavilas. So, Enfert, Arad Rabban, and the Marmshik. They say, it's matzah amar, it's kulachada milsa. So, all the inyanim, the mitzvahs, Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim, one's the Shibud, one's the Geula, but ultimately it boils down to Chada Milsa, so you could do it together, just like Kiddush and Avdala is Chada Milsa. Another example, the Maram Shik says, the Gemara in Chulin Peizayin talks about a case where a person is doing Shechita with one hand and Kisui Adam with the other hand. He's shechting and it's the blood coming out, and he wants to do Shechita and Kisui Adam simultaneously, two hands. In fact, the Maram Shik, how does Shaykh to do such a thing? Eino is a mitzvah chavilas chavilas. Zok the Maram Shik, Shechita and Kisui Adam are chada milsa. One's maybe to the other. Just like Rabbeinu Mishulam says, Birchas HaMazon is goyim the Shavu Brachas, so it's chada milsa. So the Shechita is goyim the Kisui Adam, so it's zweiter chada milsa. And thirdly, the Aruch HaShulchan, going back to the Magen Avraham we started off with. The Magen Avraham says, by Kriyas HaTorah, Hoitzah V'Achnasa, says the Magen Avraham, Lefi Rashi and Taisvis, when there's two kriyas, two sefer Torah, you can't take the tzibur, can't do the haitzah of the two sefer Torah together, because even though the kriya is going to be done b'zachar zeh, but if you're Rashi and Taisus, the hava and the hamada can't be done together, because if ain't mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. Well, if you're Rashi and Taisus, says the Magen Avraham, take out only one sefer Torah, do one kriya. Return the sefer Torah, achnasa to the aron, and then take out the other one. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, no. even if you hold like Rashi, that by the Hava and the Hamada, they can't be done together, that's only by Trey Mili. But this Kriyas HaTorah and that Kriyas HaTorah is just as much Chadam Ilso as Kiddush and Avdala. Madach, Kiddush and Avdala is Chadam Ilso, so Kriyas HaTorah with Kriyas HaTorah, just different systems, different series of Kriyas HaTorah, so for sure be Chadam Ilso. And therefore, Lukul Yalma, you can bring it out together. This, to me, is very hard to understand. Because Be'emes, there should be a Pliya Atzuma, a Shtarka Kasha, L'chayor, there seems to be a Stira in the Sugis. We have two sugyas we presented about Ein Oisim Mitzvahs Chavilus Chavilus. Ein Mashkin Shnei Soitas Kachas, Ein Reitzin Shnei Avadim Kachas, Ein Mitarin Shnei Mitzaroyin Kachas, Ein Orfin Shnei Agolis Kachas, Ein Sarfin Shnei Paradumas Kachas. That's one sugya. The other sugya is Ein Oim Shnei Kedushas Alkais Achas. Like Kiddush and Berch Samazin, you can't do on the same kais because Ein Oisim Mitzvahs Chavilus Chavilus. Over there, by Pesachim Kuf Beis, the Gemara says, but if they're Chadim Milso, like Kiddush and Avdala, they're cousins, they're related. So you could put them together in the same kais. So l'chayr, it's a pliya atzuma. If chadam also makes it mutter, so now let's go back to the sugya and saita. A saita and another saita. L'chayr, ein l'cha chadam also g'day l'mizu. A mitzara and another mitzara. An eved that wants the that needs a ritzia and another eved. A para and another para. Ein l'cha chadam also g'day l'mizu. That every single case in the Gemara and saita is not stam related in yonim, it's hayu hach, it's the same minion. Va'afa pikin zok the Gemara, you can't do it ka'achas because of ein oisim isis chavilus chavilus. So we have a stir in sugyas. Over there, by einam shtei kedush al kaisachot zok the Gemara, kiddush and berchus hamazon is two different things. You can't do al kaisachas. But if they're related in yonim, kiddush and avdala is all being mazgir mikroy kaidish, they're related, so you can do it together. There's no problem of bundling them up together. But how could it be? By saita, we have all the cases where it's saita and saita, mitzayra and mitzayra, eved and eved, egla and egla, para and para. I would have thought that this kasha, like all the Rishayim and Achayim ask, what?
One's not
Gurim
the other.
But Kiddush and one's not Gurim the other. But they're related. Kiddush is not Gurim Havdol, Havdol is not Gurim Kiddush. Usually they don't even come together in the same room. Kiddush is with Shabbos, is Shabbos, Yontif is Yontif. They happen to be together. And Shabbos and Yontif also has no relationship to each other. They're just both the same mitzvah. That whenever you have a Yom Kaddish, be mazgrib b'knisase, be mazgrib b'tziyase. You're right, Rabbeinu Mishulam is a different thing, that one's gayrim the other, but Rabbeinu Mishulam is an extension of Chadim Milso. The Ikar Chadim Milso is just that they're related in Yonim. The Indian of it is related. Yeah, the Havdalah is how you bring Mekaddish to Shabbos. That's not how you bring Mekaddish to Yontif. The Yontif, you bring Mekaddish with Kiddush. You have the Havdalah to be Mechabit Shabbos, Mazgir Shabbos, and the Kiddush to be Mazgir the Yontif. But they're related in Yonim. So Sait and Sait and Zichar are related. I looked high and low to see you.
That's why Rashi specifically said that they're both Kiddushas Yantra. Because it's part of those that means that's specifically what they're in.
Yeah.
And that's why Rashi went out of his way to say that they're both
Kiddushas Yantra. Yeah.
Because Rashi doesn't say it's Kiddushas Shabbos and Kiddushas Yantra.
Pashas Rashi just means he's calling Shabbos a Yom. Shabbos is also a Yom of Kedusha, a Yom Tov. We use Yontif for Yontif is not a term in the Torah. I don't understand the Rashi and the Rashbam that way. I think they mean the Kedusha, for sure in the Sefer Amichtam and the Meir. It's Kedusha Shabbos and Kedusha Yontif. It's both. In the Yomim of Mikroi Kodesh, we're calling them both Yomim Toivim, and the looser, the Yomim Toiv, Shabbos is a Yomim Toiv as much as Yontif is. We just use the Shabbos as Shabbos. I looked high and low, Rishayim, Achayim, Afanart, Kemat didn't find anyone that talks about it. I finally found a Tferes Yisrael in Perek B'Memelikin in Shabbos, in the middle of a long shtickle, in the brackets, like in passing, he bavarns this question, and I'm not sure exactly what he means to answer. But Kishani La'atzmi, what I would say, this kasha bothered me terribly. It sounds, it's like, what I would say is that vaistais, that these two sugyas, although there are two applications of Ein Oisim Mitzvahs Chavilus Chavilus, but the applications make a difference, and the yesod of Chadam Milso is only applicable to one and not to the other. In the sugya and saita, the form of chavila is that you're doing two things together. There's something simultaneous about both of them. Either you're doing the hashka together, or you're doing the hava v'hamada together. That's one form of a chavila. In the sugya in Psachim, you're not doing anything simultaneously. It's a different form of a chavila. You're doing each one separately, b'zachazeh, but each one needs a kais, and you're using one kais for both mitzvahs. That's also a form of connecting them as a chavila. Ad kan loy motzinu, that chada milsa rectifies it, only in the sugya in Psachim Kuf Beis. when the entire connection is just that you're using one item, one kais for both, so there we say as long as the two things are related to each other, the chada milsa, you could use the same kais for both. But if you want to be performing the two mitzvahs mamish simultaneously, either the gufa mitzvah simultaneously through the Rambam, or the havah v'hamada, the heksher mitzvah together, lefi Rashi and Tosfos, there it's a much stronger connection, a much stronger bundle that you're making out of the two. And since they're separate ma'isa mitzvah, even if they're the same inyan of saita and saita, or even if they be related in yonim, that's not matter to do the two mitzvahs simultaneously. As much as they're chada milsa, or even the same milsa, it's two separate ma'isa mitzvahs. So if you're going to try to bundle them together by performing them both mamish bevasachas, there, even if it's related or the same inyan, saif kol saif, you're doing two mitzvahs together, it's aser. The only time we say chada milsa helps is by the sugya of shtei kedushas bezachar zeh, but al kais echad, there the whole chavila is a weaker chavila. You're doing them totally separately, but you're using the same kais. So there we say, as long as they're related, chada milsa, you can use the same kais. The Gemara is from Yushev, and all the Rishayim are in line with this also. All the cases where the Rishayim applied the yisod of chada milsa was in the context of shtei kedushas al kais echad. For example, birchas hamazon and shefer brachas, do they need the same kais or two different kaises? Maybe it's chada milsa, so you can use the same kais. Or birchas erusin and birchas nisuin, two different brachas, done zecha zeh, but on the same kais. Maybe you need two kaises. Or maybe, since it's chada milsa, you can use the same kais. But all the achrayim are using this yisod of chada milsa for cases which are in the context like the sugya and saita, where you're doing them together simultaneously, like the arad rabbanan and the maram shik, matzah and maru, eating the mamish simultaneously, chewing them together, and they're saying chada milsa. L'chayra, I would say, chada milsa of matzah and maru can't be better than chada milsa of saita and saita, where if you're performing them together, on that you don't have the eitzah of chada milsa. Or, what was the second example? Second example we gave is Maram Shik, Shchita and Kisi Adam. You're doing them Shachet B'chad Yadah or Mechase B'chad Yadah. There you're doing two mitzvahs simultaneously. So even if it's Chada Milsa, it's not going to work. It should still be Aser. Just like Shnei Saitas Ka'achas. And what was the third case? The Aruch HaShulchan says, how can the Magen Avraham claim that to do the Haitzah of Achnasa with the two Sifrei Torah together? It's Aser Lefi Rashi because of Chavilas Chavilas, Zakta Aruch HaShulchan. But it's Chada Milsa. This system of Kriyas HaTorah, that system of Kriyas HaTorah, it all boils down to mitzvahs kriyas haTorah. So kishani la'atmi, I would say no. Two kriyas haTorah, this kriya and that kriya, is nish baser v'tzvei saitas. Two saitas is also the same inyan. But if you're doing them simultaneously, on that it doesn't help to be chada milsa. There it's still going to be a problem. Ein oisim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. The only time we say chada milsa helps, it would seem to me, is if it's shtei kedushas but al kais echad. That form of a chavila, of a bundle, where you're doing them separately, but you're being mishtamish with the same kais, that form of chavila is a much lighter chavila, and therefore, as long as they're related, we allow you to put them on the same kais. Like Birchas Eirusin and Birchas Chasanim, Birchas Hamazon and Birchas Chasanim, or Kiddush and Havdalah. Tosfos in Moed Katan, Daf Ches, has a whole different pshat in why Ein Oisim Mitzvos Chavilas Chavilas. Till now, we were going with Rashi, the Rashbam, and Tosfos Saita. If you do them together, it's michsi kemasoi umemahar lifrik masoi. Tosfos in Maikatan Daf Ches in the sugya of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. The Gemara Maikatan talks about the inala to be nois and nashim on yontif because Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. So says Tosfos, and the Gemara Darshan is Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha from Sukkim, might be the rice even. Says Tosfos in Maikatan, what's the reason for? He says Nirulas is ktsas tam. V'tam nirik tzas. The kemoisha ein oisim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, the beinin shehe libe pani le mitzvah achas. Just like ein oisim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, which what's the aside, Zach Taisus? Beinin shehe libe pani le mitzvah achas. You need to be doing a mitzvah with your undivided attention. Your lev is pani solely to one mitzvah. V'lo yifna atzma heimana, and you shouldn't have any of your focus focusing on a different mitzvah. That's why ein oisim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. So memelo, that's the pshat in ema arvin simcha b'simcha. So v'chein simcha b'simcha yehei yeh liboy panoi b'simcha. So Taisus over there says, what's the yisoid of ein oisim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas? A yid has to do each ma'isa mitzvah with his undivided attention. If he's juggling two mitzvahs at once, then some of his focus is shifted to the other mitzvah. Each mitzvah doesn't have his undivided attention. And that Taisus is saying, that's the yisoid in ema arvin simcha b'simcha. This Tosfos, the Pashtus is arguing on the Tosfos site that it says a whole different reason. Nira Kamasui. But there's great difficulties with this Tosfos in Moed Katan. pertaining to how he's going to learn the sugyas we just presented before. Let's start with the sugya in Saita. Ein mashkin shnei Saitas kachas. So loy mi boy, a Taisus can't learn like the Rambam. Because the Rambam holds the problem is when you have this kai intending to that Saita, that kai intending to that Saita. So bishlam and michsi kamasai, it looks like the kahanim as a whole look want to get this done with. But if it's a vart of the focus, the attention, each kayin is doing his own ma'isa mitzvah with his own undivided attention. So he's zichr can't learn like the Rambam. Elamai will have to learn like Rashi and Taisus. That it means one kayin is doing the hamada together, but then doing the hashkal b'zachazeh. That's also not pasha. Because bishlam in the world of michsi kamasai, so even if the etzem mitzvah you're doing b'zachazeh, but and you're only doing the hechsher together, the hechsher mitzvah, but seif kosef, the fact that you're setting the mitzvahs up as one lump makes it look like you want to get it over with. But if it's a vart that the asiyas mitzvah has to be done with undivided concentration, that's lachar only in the guf ha'maisa mitzvah. But in the hechsher mitzvah, if the par aduma would have walked to this spot on its own without me bringing it here, that would also be fine. It's just setting up the hechsher mitzvah. There's no din that you have to have kavana there, you have to have focus. So lefi Rashi, it's also not going to shtim lachar, because bepashas these things are just the hava, the hamad is just the hechsher mitzvah, and there's no din to have focus and liboy panay in that. You don't even have to be doing it b'chalat if they would walk here on their own. So Lachar doesn't stem with the Rambam, doesn't stem with Rashi, but Pashtus, Hashkafa Rishonim. And the Gemara and Pesachim also, Einayim Shtei Kedushas Al Kais Echad, Lefisha Einayim Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas, Bishlam and Michsi Kamasoi. If you want to just lump them both onto the same Kais, it looks like a Masoi. You don't even want to give each one his own Kais, it's a burden. Do one Kais for both. But in concentration, I'm taking a Kais, I'm making Kiddush, and then I'm doing Birch Samazin, or Birch Samazin and then Kiddush, Rabbi Yisir Rabbi Yehuda. But each one, when you're doing it, you have the full focus, the full concentration. You're just using the same Kais. So Taisa Mai Katan's Tam, Lachai doesn't stem with any of this. However, there is another Gemara, the third, and here is where we get to the third application of Einayim Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas, it's not in the pamphlets. Brachas Mem Tesamar Aleph, the Gemara talks about the brachas of Birch Samazin. The Gemara is discussing what's the chasima of the third bracha of Baini Yushalayim. Do you do, say, Baruch Hashem, Baini Racham of Yushalayim, or you do Baruch Hashem, Baini Yushalayim, Umeshia Yisrael? So the Gemara says, Ein Chaismen B'Shtayim. You can't. In the Iker Bracha, you could put in a few different inyan. But in the Chasima, you could only do one inyan. So you can't do Bainu Yushalayim Umeshia Yisrael. My time is like the Gemara Lefisha. Ein Eisem Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. You can't do Chavilas Chavilas. You can't lump together two things in the same Chasima. The Achrayna mask over there, the Ksav Sefer, Reb Moshe, and Igris Moshe. The Maral Diskin asks it. L'chayra, the Michsi Kamasai time doesn't work over there. Because of Michsi Kamasai is, instead of doing them together, do them separately. But if the choice is either do them together or do one and not the other, so by you choosing to do two, that's not mechsi kamasai adrabi, you're being mechavavim more. By the chasima, you're not going to make two separate chasimas, you're making one chasima. Either you're going to make the chasima with just bain yushalayim, or you're going to add in bain yushalayim u'meshi yisrael. So by adding in meshi yisrael, it's not mechsi kamasai. If the other choice would be two separate ones and you're doing it together, that's mechsi kamasai. But if the two choices are only mention one or mention both, so mentioning both is the opposite of mechsi kamasai. But Taisus and Mayr Katan's reason, L'chayra, is understandable over there. If you're going to make in one chasima, one Baruch Atah Hashem, going on two inyanim, so in your bracha, in your chasima, your focus is shifted to, is juggling two different concepts, Bainu Yishlayim, Mashiach Yisrael, and it's not Liboy Panay to each inyan on its own. So Taisus and Mayr Katan is hard to understand how he stims, how that reason would apply to Saita Davches and Psachim Kuf Beis. The opposite is true, that the other Rishonim's Tam are easy to apply to Psachim Kuf Beis and Saita Daf Ches, but they're hard to apply to Brachas Daf Memtes. So this Kama Drachim had been Miyasha this. But one Darach would be that this is maybe a support to what several Achrayinim say. There's a Chavila of Achrayinim that go with this Mahalach, each one for his own reasons. Maybe not for the reasons that I didn't find an Achrayin that asked these Kashas the way that I asked it, but there is a Mahalach in the Achrayinim, which is not the Pashtus, but there is a Mahalach that these two Taimim of the Rishonim are not a Machlekes. They're both true. There are two different dinim of Einayim Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. One is Mishum Masoi, and one is Mishum Shei Libay Panoi. And that would be based on those Achrayinim, Reb Moshe and Aruch Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Simukuf Peites. Reb Moshe Taka says that when Taisin Mayer Katan says Libay Panoi, he's not referring to that that's the Tam for Einayim Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas in all the Gemaras. Only the Gemara and Brachas is for that reason. And that's what he's telling to Taim Avram Simcha B'Simcha. So if you go with this Chiddush and Achrayinim that they're not arguing the two separate reasons for and this two dinim, then that would be Miyashiv. The questions of how each time of the Rishayim stems in the other sugya. But if you go like the Pashas, that's a machlokes, if the time is always Mishum this or always Mishum that, then that's not avoided to work out how each time fits in all the Gemaras. Okay, Shkayach Rabbeisen. What? No, in Rashi, it works, but.